We're picking up on the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, three lines up from the bottom of the page. Previously, the Gemara had been discussing the Tzaddik Choni Hamagal, and now we'll discuss some of his descendants. Again, three lines up from the bottom of the page. Abba Chilkiah Barbarei de Choni Hamagal. Abba Chilkiah was the son of the son, meaning the grandson of Choni Hamagal. Havu, he was. V'chi Mitzrich Amal Amitra, when the world would need rain, Havu Mishadri Rabbanan Legabei. Uboi Rachmi. So the rabbis would send to him a messenger to daven, he would daven, v'asi mitra, and the rain would come. Zimnachad, at one time, Istrach Amal Mitra, the world needed rain, Shadr Rabbanan Zuga Rabbanan Lagabe. And so the rabbi sent a pair of rabbis to him, Lumivoi Rachmi, to ask for rain, the Nesi Mitra, for rain to come. Azul, basically, they went to his house, v'loashkechuhu, they didn't find him. Azul Badrabar, they went out into the field of Ashkechuhu, and they found him, Davakor Rafik, Rashas Badrabar, that he was hoeing, working out in the field. Yavulei Shama, they gave him peace, meaning they greeted him, they said hello. V'loazber lehu ape, but he did not respond to them, he did not show his face. Bethania, in the evening, ki havi menaket sivi, when he was gathering the wood to bring home, darat sivi umara b'chad kasva, he threw the wood and the shovel on one shoulder, uglima b'chad kasva, and he threw his cloak, his garment on his coat on his other shoulder. Kula orchalo Simon Masani, the whole way home he did not wear shoes. Kimati Lamaibu, when he would reach water, when he would have to cross a river, Simon Masani, he would put on his shoes. Kimati Lahizmi Vihigi, when he would get to thorns and thistles, Dalinhu Limane, he would pick up his garments, pick up his cloak, so they won't tear. Kimati Lamasa, when he got to the city, Nafka Debisu Lu'ape, his wife went out to greet him, Kim Mikashta, and she was dressed with jewelry. Kimata Labesi, when he got home, Alis de Bisu Beresha, his wife went in first, Vahadar Ail Ihu, and then he went in, Vahadar Aili Rabbanan, and then these rabbis who had come to ask him to daven for rain, only then did they come in last. Yasiv Akarach Rifta, he sat and he began to eat bread, Vlo Amarluhu Lerabbanan Su Kruchu, and he did not tell the rabbis, come take bread. He didn't offer them any food. Palagrifta Lianuki, he began breaking up the bread for his children, Likashisha Chada, to the older child he gave one piece of bread. Ulazutra Trey, to the younger child he gave two pieces of bread. Amar la lidabisu, he then said to his wife quietly, Yadana drabanan mishumitra kasu, I know that the rabbis are here to come to ask me to daven for rain. Nasik leigra, let's go up to the roof. Uniboy rachmi and daven, and so they don't see us davening. Efter demaratze kadosh baruch hu v'yaisi mitra, maybe Hashem will be appeased and he'll bring rain. And then they won't realize it was from us, and they won't thank us, and they won't feel that they owe us anything. Sakul Igra, they went up to the roof. Kam Ihu Bechadazavisa, he went and stood on one corner, Vihi Bechadazavisa, and she in the other corner. Kadim Saluk Anani Mehachzavisa Didavisu, and the clouds first began to come from the corner where his wife was dafting. And then it rained. Kinachis, when he went down, Amarluhu, he told the rabbis, Amai Asu Rabbanan. He said, why did the rabbis come here? Why are you here? Amrule, Shadrilan Rabbanan Lagabe Damar Lumiboy Rachmi Mitra. They said, the rabbi sent us to ask you to daven for rain. Amarluhu, he told them, Baruch Hamakom Shohitrich Eschem Abba Chilkia. Thank God that you don't need me because you don't need Abba Chilkia because it began to rain anyways. Amrle, they said to him, Yadina de Mitra Machmas Marhu, we know the rain is because of you. We know that you went up to Davin, and you Davin for rain, and that's why the rain came to us, so that's why it came. Ela Lemelan Mar Hani Mili did Tamilan, but please, can Master tell us, explain to us the matters that were very confusing to us? For example, my time Akia Hibna Lamar Shama Lo Azbalan Mar Ape, why is it that when we first greeted you, you didn't respond to us? Louis told them, Schir Yom Havai, I was hired to work a day. Vamina Luisker, and I said I shouldn't waste time. I was worried that I couldn't say hello to you because if I would stop my work to say hello to you, I wouldn't be working for that minute, and I had to work. I was hired. Umay time Adara Martivi Achad Kasve Vaglima Achad Kasve. Why is it that the master threw his wood over one shoulder and his cloak over the other shoulder? Wouldn't it have made more sense to put the cloak underneath the wood so it would be more comfortable? Amarluhu Talishu Lahaisa, he said that it was a borrowed talis. I borrowed it from someone to wear. Lahachi Shali, he lent it to me for this, meaning to wear. Lahachi Lo Shali, but he didn't lend it to me to protect myself from the wood. So I didn't want to use it for that. That would be using it without permission. They asked him, "My time a kula urcha lo saimar masani. Why is it that the whole road the master didn't wear shoes? V'chimati lamai, but when you reached water, saim masani, you put on your shoes." And he told him, "Kula urcha chazina. The whole road I could see what I was stepping on. So I didn't have to wear shoes, and I didn't want to wear them because he was very poor and it would wear out the shoes. But my lucha chazina, but in the water I couldn't see what I was stepping on, and therefore I had to put on my shoes. My time at Kimata Mar Lihizmi Vihigi Dalinu Lamane, why is it when the master reached the thorns and thistles you lifted up your cloak? Wouldn't it have made more sense to leave your cloak down to protect your legs?" Amarlahu, he told them, "Ze ma'ala rucha v'ze ina ma'ala rucha." This can heal itself, meaning if I scratch my leg, it will heal. Zeina malarucha, but the cloak, the garment, would not be able to heal itself. If it would get torn, it can't be fixed. My time akimata mar lamasa nafka debisu, demarki mikshita. Why is it that when master reached the city, his wife came out wearing jewelry? Armaluhi told them, kadesh lo etain einai bishacher. So that way I wouldn't put my eyes on another woman, I wouldn't look to any other woman, even look at another woman, because my wife would be dressed so beautifully. My time aila hi bereisha v'hadar ayl mar abasra v'hadar aylinan on. And why is it that when we went into the house, she went in first, and then you went in, and only then did we go in? Amarlui told them, mishum delo badkinuli, because you have not been checked to me, and therefore I didn't want to go in first and leave her outside with you, because I didn't know what type of people you were. And he explained, therefore I made my wife go in first to make sure she wouldn't be alone with you. They continued to ask, my time a kikarach marifta, why is it when the master began to eat bread, lo amar lan aisu kruchi, you didn't invite us to have bread with you? So he said, mishum delo nafisha rifta, because there wasn't enough bread for all of us, and I knew you would turn it down. V'amina lo achzik buhu barabanan tivusa b'chinim, therefore I didn't want to offer it and make you owe me something and grateful for me for something for free, meaning because I knew that you would turn it down. I wasn't really offering you the bread. So if I would have offered and you would have turned it down, you would have been thankful for no reason, because I knew you were going to turn it down anyways. My time a yahav mar li anuka kashisha chada rifta lo zutra trei. Why is it the master gave to his older son one piece of bread and to the younger son two pieces of bread? Amarlehu, he told them, hai kai v'beisa v'hai yasev v'ekenishta, that this one, the older one, is at home, and therefore he gets to eat all day, so he doesn't need as much food. And this one, the younger one, is sitting in the shul learning, and therefore he doesn't eat all day, therefore he needs more at dinner. My time a kadam salak anani mehach zavisa dahavus kame debisu demar la'anana didei. Why is it that the clouds first came from your wife's corner in her merit before they came in your merit, meaning the wife had more merit? So he answered, mishum de itza shchicha bebeisa, because my wife is always home. V'yava rifta lani, and therefore she can always offer bread to the poor people. Umekarva haniyasa, and also they derive benefit very quickly right away because they have the bread in their hand. V'ana yahivna zuza, but I can only give money to poor people who are out, you know, in the town. V'lomekarva haniyasa, and therefore they do not derive benefit right away because then they have to go buy the food. So since my wife more frequently and more directly benefits the poor people, she has more merit. Inami, or another reason why she has more merit, hanu biryuni dehava b'shivusin, because there were these troublemakers who were living in her neighborhood, and they were harassing people, making a lot of trouble, and they were doing a lot of averos. Ana boy rachmi d'liyamusu, and I daven that they should die. It would be better if they wouldn't be around. V'hi boy rachmi d'lahadru, but she daven that they should be chozer in tshuva, that they should repent and become better people. Ve'ahadru, and in fact, they did tshuva and became better people. So that's why she's greater than me. Let's see Rashi on that story. When Rashi in the previous Amud, Rasik Badabra, Oder Basada, he was homing and working out in the field. Turning the page, Lo Azra Lu Ape, Lo Hichra Lempanav, he didn't turn his face to them, he didn't respond. Bethanya, Lefanos Erev, I mean in the evening time, Kishahal Chabesa when he's going home. Dalinhu Lemane, he used to pick up his garments. Higbia Begadav Acher Ksefav, he would pick up his cloak, his garments, and throw it over his shoulder. Kadesh Lo Yikru, so that they would not tear. Kim Mikshita Bitach Shitin, though his wife would come out dressed, adorned Bitach Shitin with jewelry. Le Igra, he told his wife, let's go up to the Igra, Aliyah, to the attic, not to the roof like the word literally means, let's go up to the attic to daven. Zavisa zavis, a corner. Mizavisa de davisu, the corner of his wife. May also haruach sheishto sham, from the direction that his wife was there. Alu ha'avim tchila, the clouds first came from there. Shehi nanis tchila, that she was answered first. Lo afgar, lo esbatel mimlachti, I didn't want to, stop working, interrupt my working. Kmo yoma demitzgari rabbanan, like the Gemara in Shabbos, for instance, Shabbos says the day that the rabbanan stop what they're doing. My taima daris, madu anisei satalis al kasef echad, why did you throw your talis on one shoulder? Lo nach nasata b'kasef tachas hamaser, and you didn't put the cloak, the talis, underneath the things that you're carrying on your shoulder, meaning the wood and the shovel. Lahachi shala li lisatefa, I borrowed it for this purpose to wear. Lahachi lo shala li, but I did not borrow it for this. Lahato le akotim lakara, that to put thorns on it and carry things on it and it would rip it. Therefore, he didn't use it for that. B'maya lo chazin, in the water I couldn't see. Hadi ispa, what's there? B'shema yishchanu dagonachash, and maybe a fish or a snake would bite me. Dlo bad kisu li, you were not checked to me. Im ksherim im pritzim, if you are kosher, good people, or if you are pritzim, if you are immoral, immodest people. Damar mar, as Mar taught, kol adam yu beinecha kalistim, that you should, in your eyes, you should be worried that everyone is a thief until you know that person, and always be careful. Tovas hana chinam. So, right, I didn't want you to thank me for no reason. De'inu lo havu ka'achli, that because you were not going to eat, de'leka rifta, because there's not enough bread for everyone. V'kamach sekina behu tovachinam, and you would have thanked me for nothing. Yanuka kai bebe kanishta, that the younger child is in shul. Kame rabbi, in front of his teacher. V'lo asi kuli yom, he doesn't come home all day to eat. De'itza shchicha bebe, my wife is always at home. Kol yom, every day. V'chimitzra chaniya midi azaviyava, and when the poor people need something, they go to her, and she gives it to them. V'o de mikra v'hanias, and also the benefit is very quick. Shedvarachi lehino senes lani, she gives them something edible. V'hu blo torech, and therefore they don't need to bother at all. Mashai sona senes mos, as opposed to if she would have given them money, v'yatriach ani atshiyek, and the ani would have to bother himself until he would go and buy bread. Inami, alternatively, ahachi kadam anani dida, this is another reason why her clouds came first. Mishim bir yune, borim ame aretz, these uneducated, uncouth people with no midos. Okay. And she davened that they should do tshuva. So that is the story of the righteousness of this grandson of Choni Hamagel. Back into the Gemara. Now another grandson of Choni Hamagel. Chanan Hanechva, literally the hidden one. Barbarse de Choni Hamagel, he was a son of the daughter of Choni Hamagel. Havu he was. Kimitzrach Amal Amitra, when the world needed rain, Havu Mashadri Rabbani Yanuke de Bei Rav Legabe, the rabbis would send two young students. Venaftule Vishipule Glime, and they would grab him by the bottom of his cloak. Vamrule, and they would beg him, they would say to him, Abba, Abba, our father, Havu Amitra, give us food, give us rain. So Amar L'chinei Kosh Baruch Hu, who had davened in front of Hashem, Ribono Sho'olam, Hashem, Asei Bishvil Elu, you should do it for these people. She'in Makirin Bein Abad Yahav Mitra La'Abad Eloyav Mitra. They don't know the difference between the father who can give rain and the father who cannot give rain. The Ma'ikar Le'chanan Hanechba, why was he called Chanan Hanechba? Mipnei Shehayamach Bi'atzmah Be'Saki, say that even in the bathroom, he would cover himself, even when he was in private, by himself in the bathroom, he would always make sure to act with tzinius. We'll see Rashi on that so far. Yanuki de Beirava, de Rav, they're sending these young students. Lahamrech libo viskavim tzilaso, to soften his heart, to make him have pity for them that they don't have any food, and that he would daven with a lot of kavana. Bishi pule, shule bibagadav, the bottom of his cloak, of his garments. Abba, Abba, they would say, our father, kachor gilin kroso, that's how they would call him. Kiyosim shamar avi avi, like a orphan who says, my father, she'ain makirin, that they don't know which father gives them the rain. So Rashi says, we have in front of us, bein choni la'aba kesvurim alai she'ain avi, shani aviyem, They know the difference between me, between Choni Hamagol, my grandfather, who could really give them rain, and to the Abba, because they call me Abba, that I cannot give them rain. So we have Rashi saying they don't know the difference between Choni and me, that Choni really could daven and get rain, but I can't. The Bach changes it, not Choni, but Kon. He has Ben Chanon Lavim Shabashamayim. They don't know the difference between me and God, that the Father that can give them rain. It's not Choni Amagol. It means they don't know the difference between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So please, Hashem, have pity on these people who don't even know that, and give them rain. Hachi Garcina Shaya Mechabe Vlo Garcina Shaya Mechabe Beis HaKisei. Rashi is a Gersa, not that he would hide himself in the bathroom, just Stam, he would hide himself. Kiavi Boy Rachni, when he would daven Amaya for rain, Hai Mechave Asma Mirovanava, he would hide himself out of humility so no one would see him davening and no one would know that the rain is coming for him. Uman de Garsa Beis HaKisei, but if you do have the Gersa of he would hide himself in the bathroom like we do, it means what? Klomar Mischave Bibigadav, he would hide himself in his clothing. Kshunichnas Lahasechas Raglav, when he would go in to use the bathroom, Mirov Sneas out of modesty, he would always cover himself. He would never walk around uncovered, even in the bathroom. Okay. Back into the Gemara. Amar Rav Zrika, Rav Safra. Rav Zrika said to Rav Safra, Tachazi bein takifei da'ara di Yisrael lechaside de Baba. Come and see the difference between the strong ones, meaning the righteous ones of Eretz Yisrael, and the pious ones of Babel. Chaside de Babel, who are the pious ones of Babel? Rav Huna, Rav Chista. Kavi mitzrach alma lemitra, when the world would need rain. Amri, they would say, Nichnaf, let's gather together. Hadari, Uniboy Rachmi and Lestavin, Efshir the Mirat Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Hashem will be appeased by us. The icy mitron bring rain. So they would daven in big groups and in public. But Takifei Da'ara, the strong ones of Eretz Yisrael, Kigon Rav Yonah Avua de Rav Rimani, for example, Rav Yonah, the father of Rav Rimani, Kavi Mitzrach Amal Mitra, when the world would need rain, Havi Ayel Abasi, he would go home, Varma Luhu Havali Gulkai, and he would say, give me my sack. The Azel of Isili Bezuza Ibur, and I'm going to go buy grain for a zuz, which is a very expensive price. Kiavinafik Libra, when he would go outside, Azul Kai Beduchta Amiksa, he would go and stand in a low place, in a valley, Dichsiv, Mima Makim Karsich Hashem, because the Pesach says that I call it to Hashem from the depths. The Kai Beduchta Sini would go and hide, he would go in to a private place where no one would see him. Machasi Basakit, he would take the sack and cover himself in sackcloth. Uboy Rachman, he would daven. Vasi Mitra, and the rain would come. Kihavi Asi the basin, when he would come home, Amri Le, they would say to him, Aisi Mar Ibur, did Master bring home the grain? Amrlu, he would say, Amin, I said, Hov Asa Mitra, since the rain came, Hashta Rabach Alma, a respite, a break, has come to the world, and soon the prices will go down, so I'll wait to buy the grain later. Let's see Rashi on that. Rav Huna of Rav Chista, Chaside de Babel, they were the pious ones of Babel. Mefarsim and Sadavar, they would do things publicly, they would daven in public, but Vishal Yisrael Tsenuim, but in Israel they were very modest. Lomodian Shibaha Matar Bishulam, they would make sure that people wouldn't know that the rain was coming because of them. Talich Nef Ahadadi, they would say in Babel, let's gather together. Alma Mishum Chaminayu Loasimitra, you see that in their merit, the rain would not come just for one of them, they would need the merits of many of them, so you see they were not as great. But the Kifi da Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yonah, the strong ones, the righteous ones of Eretz Yisrael, for example, Rabbi Yonah, the Kachazinan de Machmasei Asimitra, and we see that because of him alone, because of his merit alone, the rain would come. Gulka, Tashka Balaz, again, it's a sack. Vaisi Bezuza Ibura, and I'll go get grain for Azuz. Dagan, grain, Mishim Kafna, because of the famine. Shafil B'lubinei Beisa Lohei Meudia, and you see that even to the members of his own household, he would not make known that he was davening for the rain. He would do everything very privately, modestly. Aisilan mar mibura, debay islam isban, did Master bring home the grain that you are going to buy? So he would say, no, because ravcha alma, that a respite, a break has come to the world, ilahavi sova, soon there will be plenty, there will be food. Vahachilo zavni biyukur dahashad, if I didn't buy it now, when it's very expensive. Back into the Gemara. Now we'll tell another story about Rabbi Mani. So we're talking about his father, Rabbi Yonah. Visu Rabbi Mani, furthermore Rabbi Mani, Bray, his son, Havi Kamet Sarilei, Debei Nesia, that the members of the household of the Nasi were harassing him. Ishtachach al Kibar Davua, so he spread out on the grave of his father and davened, Amar Lei, Abba, Abba, my father, Hani Mitzarilei, these people are bothering me. Yom Acharas, so one day Habukachalfi Hasam, the members of the Nasi's house who were bothering him were passing by the grave of Rav Yonah. In Kudkara Desus Vosayu, and the legs of their horses were, you know, grabbed, were became stuck in the ground, Rashi explains, as a miracle. Ad de Kabilu Alayo de Loka Mesarule, until they realized it was because of what they were doing. So once, it was only until they accepted upon themselves not to bother the son of Yonah for money, only then could the horses leave. Vesu Rabbi Mani have a shchiach kamid Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elyashiv. Furthermore, another story of Mani used to always learn before Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Elyashiv. Amar Leh, he said, Atiri de Bechami, the rich people, the powerful people of my father-in-law's house, Kamutsaru Liar, harassing me. Amar, so Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elyashiv said, Lianu, they should become poor then. Vianu, and in fact they became poor. Amar, but then he came back and he told him, Kadachuli, now that they're poor, they're pressing upon me to support them. Amar Liasru, let them become rich. Viasru, and once again, they became rich. A similar story, one time Rav Mani said to his Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak ben Elyashiv Amar, he said, Loma kablu olai inshi debesi, the person in my household, meaning my wife, is not accepted upon myself. I mean, she's not making me happy. Amar Leh, he said, Mashima, he said, what's her name? Chana, her name is Chana. Tisyafi Chana, he said, let Chana become more beautiful. V'nisyafi, since she became more beautiful. Think that maybe that would make him happy. Amar Leh, he said, Kamagandra olai, now she's overbearing to me, she's ruling over me. Amar Leh, he said, Ihach, if that's so, Taxer Chana Lishach Ru Risa, let Chana return to her darkness, meaning to how she was before, not as beautiful. The Chazer Chana Lishach Ru Risa, and she returned to being that way. Similar story, Hanu Tre Talmide Dahabu Kamed Rav Yitzchak ben Elyashiv, there are two students who were in front of Rav Yitzchak ben Elyashiv. Amar Leh, they told their teacher, Niboy Mar Rachmi Alan, let Master pray for us, Dinechakam Tuba, that we should become more wise. Amar Luhu, he told them, Imi Haisa Vishilachti, that power used to be with me. I used to be able to daven to make people smarter. Vishilachti, but then it was sent away from me. I no longer have the ability to daven for that. Let's see Rashi on that. Havikachalfi, they were passing by Devenesia, the members of the Nasi's household, past the grave. Hasam, by there. Ilave Ma'arsa Dravyona, by the cave of Rav Yonah, meaning where Rav Yonah was buried. Inkut, Nidviku Bikarka, the legs of the horse were stuck to the ground. Sha'al Gabi Ma'ar, on top of the grave. Ulavi Yucholim Lazuz Mimkomo, they couldn't leave the place. Atiri de Bechami, Asher Mishal Bechami, the rich people of my father-in-law's house. Li'anu, he said, you Anim, let them become poor. Kadach gili, litelam parnasa, they are pressing upon me to give them sustenance. Lo makabli alai in shibesi. The person in my household, my wife, is not accepted upon me. Ein ishni mikabel salai sheina yafa. My wife is not accepted upon me. She's not agreeable to me because she's not as beautiful. Megandra miskadel salai. Now she is becoming too powerful for me. Mitoch gavus yofia, because of her haughtiness from being so beautiful. Megandra, what does the word Megandra mean? Miloshin makom inichli avosai li hiskader bo. That a phrase in Chulin, that my father's left me an area to rule over or to dispute. Imi haisav shilachtia, davar zahaya biyadi, this matter used to be in my hand. Shkomashni mavakesh, he knows only that anything I would ask for they would give to me. Vaashav ain't filasi mukubalus kokach, but now my prayers are not accepted as much. Okay, let's keep going the Gemara a little bit. Amar Rav Yosi bar Abin have a shchiach kamid Rav Yosi de min Eucharis. Rav Yosi bar Abin used to always study in front of his teacher Rav Yosi from Eucharis. Shavke, but then he left. And Vasa the kamid Rav Ashi, he went to study in front of Rav Ashi. Yom Achada, one day, Shamei the Kagaris, he heard him teaching. He heard Rav Ashi teaching in Shir. Amar Shmuel said, Hashola dogman hayam, if someone takes a fish out of the sea, b'Shabbos on Shabbos, Kevin Shiyavashvo Kesela Chayv, once the fish is hardened like a rock, he is chayv, he has violated Shabbos. We'll see Rashi for the exact reason why. Amar Leh, he told him, basically for killing an animal. Amar Leh, he told him, V'lema mar ubeins apir, of why doesn't Master teach, right, this is what Rav Yosi bar Abin said in front of Rashi, why doesn't Master teach that the hard spot has to be between the fins, that only then are you chayv? So Rav Ashi responded, V'lo savra la mar dahi Rav Yosi bar Rabbi Abin, Amar, isn't it Rav Yossi bar Rav Avin who said that? Don't you, aren't you just saying what Rav Yossi bar Avin said? So if so, why don't you say it in his name? Amrle, Anani, he said, I am Rav Yossi bar Avin. I am that person, so I don't need to quote myself. Amrle, so Rav Ashi said, V'lav kamid Rav Yossi d'min d'yukris ha'avu shliach? Didn't you used to learn always by Rav Yossi from d'yukris? Why did you come to my shir? Amrle, hin, he said, yes, I am that man. Amrle, umaytai mashavki umar v'asachas, so then why did you come here to my class? Amrle, he said to him, Gavra dal brev al barti lochasalai, a person who has no pity for his son and daughter. Alai didi hechi chayas, how will he have pity for me, that my teacher did not have enough pity and care for his son and daughter, so he's not going to have enough for me, so that's why I left. So what is he referring to about his son and daughter? Brei my hai, what is the story with his son? So the Gemara says, Yomachada, one day, havi agri le agiri bedabra, one day, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yossi min Dukris, hired workers to work in the field. Nagalahu became evening below Isilu Rifta, and he had not yet brought his workers bread to eat. Amr le lebrei, so they went to his son, and they said, Kafinalun havu, he said, we're starving. Yasvi tusvi tena, so they have me sitting underneath a date tree, a fig tree. Amr, so his son said, Teina, teina, o fig tree, hotzi peroseich, please bring out your fruit, because there weren't any fruit on the tree at the time. Vyochlu poale ab, and let my father's workers eat. Afika, and a miracle occurred, and it produced figs miraculously. Vaachlu, and they ate. Alahachi vahachi, while this was happening, Asa Abua, the father came home. Amrlu, he told them, Lo tinkatu bedai taichu, you should not be upset at me. Dahai dinaghana, that this, that it's become evening, and I haven't yet brought you food. A mitzvah tarachna, I was busy doing a mitzvah. Va'adhashta havu disagai, and it was preoccupying me until now. Amrlu, they told him, Rachmana lispa'ech, ke'echi aspa'ech breich. They said, don't worry, and they said, Hashem should satisfy you the same way that your son satisfied us. Amrlehu mehechi, he said, how did my son have food to give you? Amru, they said, hachi v'hachi, have a mice, this is what happened. Amrlo, so he said to his son, Rav Yossi from Eucharist said to his son, Bini, my son, atahi trachtes konech, lohotzi tena perosesh lo bizmana, you bothered your creator, Hashem, to bring forth figs, and not the proper time, and it's not proper to daven for miracles. Ye asif shlo bizmano, so you should be gathered in, meaning you should die before it is your proper time. I mean, you should die early. Pretty harsh. Barse mahi, what's the story with his daughter? Havile barsa bailas yofi. He had a daughter who was very beautiful. Yom Achad, one day, Chazi Alehu Gabra, he saw a certain person, Dehavukarya Buhutza, that he was making a hole in a fence, the Kachazila, to look at his daughter. Amrlo, he told him, my hi, what are you doing? Amrle, he said, Rebbe, my master, Imlin lo chalo zachisi, if I do not merit to marry her, Lirosa lo eska, should I not merit to see her? I just want to see her, she's so beautiful. Amrla, so he told his daughter, Biti, Kamitsaris luhu libriyasa. He said, you are bothering, you are distressing people because that they want to see you. Shuvi la'africh, you should return to dust. Va'yikashu beich b'nei adam, so that people should not stumble upon you, people should not sin because of your extreme beauty. And she died. So you see that he was extremely strict with his children, with his son and daughter, and therefore that's why Rav Yossi bar Avin left and stopped being his student, because he was too strict. Let's see Rashi on that. In the previous Amud, Demind Eucharist, Malcolm, he is from Eucharist, which is a place. Yom Achad Shami, one day he heard Rav Ashi, Rav Yossi bar Avin, Rav Ashi heard Rav Yossi teaching his teaching about catching a fish on Shabbos, or taking the fish out of the water. Lishnachrin, or another version, Yom Achad Shami, Rav Yossi bar Avin, Rav Ashi, it was the other way around, Rav Yossi heard Rav Ashi teaching. The Kagar said he was teaching Amr Shmuel, Hashola Dag Minayam, if someone takes a fish out of the sea, Beshabbos on Shabbos, Kevin Diavishbo Kasela, once it's been hard, like the size of a sela, which is a coin, I said in the Gemara, like a rock, it means once it's hardened on its skin, not even the whole fish, just the area of a coin, afal pishu mafarches, even though it's still flapping and shaking around the fish, lachakan afterwards, uba'ochu mafarches, yishlichu b'mayim, and while it's flopping around, you throw it back into the water, still it's chayiv, because since an area of the fish had hardened, it definitely is going to die. Mishum Natil Sneshami, you're chayiv for
literally taking a soul for killing an animal. Shehi av malacha, which is one of the 39 malachos. Tisnan, as it says in the Mishnah, Hashokhtu, if you shecht an animal, you're chayiv for violating Shabbos. And it's not just shechting, for killing any animal, you're chayiv. Amar li Rav Yosei, and Rav Yosei said, Ubein sapirov, it's only if it hardens like a coin between the fins. Devare lo chayiv, because only if it's hardened in that area, certainly will not live. Ukashay mechuser sidaskinim, our whole case is talking about when the fish did not need to be trapped and caught, because if it would need to be caught, if you were literally fishing the fish, then you'd be chayiv, even if it didn't die, you'd be chayiv for catching a fish, because that's also malacha. Ukagon should sido besochasal, we're talking about when you'd already trapped it in a basket, vihinichu b'mayim, and then you would put the basket in the water lichios to live, kederech she'osin adayagim, just like the way fishermen did. And then on Shabbos, you took that fish out of water, so therefore you're only chayiv for killing the fish, you're not chayiv for trapping the fish, because it was already trapped. Amrli Ravashi told Rav Yosi, V'lo savar lamar dahai ubein sapir Rav Yosi bar Abin Amra. Does master not hold that Rav Yosi bar Abin is one who taught this halacha that it has to be between the fins? Klomar, meaning to say, my time alo Amr Slei Mishmei, why didn't you say it in his name? Shikol ha'omer davar b'shem omer mevi gulu olam, because someone who says something in someone's name brings redemption to the world, so why wouldn't you say it in the name of the person who said it originally? Sampirav, it means the fins. Rashi explains sheporeach behen, that the fish uses to fly in the water, literally means to travel, the fins it uses to swim with. Lo tinkatu liba da taichu, he said, don't be upset at me. Al tach sheduni shalhevesi lechem zonos ad achshav, you shouldn't suspect me of why I did not bring you food until now, because I was busy with the mitzvah de sagai shetarachti veicharti, I was busy and I was therefore delayed. Dahavu karabu hutsa, so sir geder ha'etzim, someone was breaking down the fence of trees, of wood, k'deli sako derech ha'nekev, so that they could look at his daughter through the hole. Amar li Rav Yosi, my high Rav Yosi said, what is this? Ma tama'ayin, kind of, what are you looking at? So he said, I'm looking at your daughter. And because of that, he davened that the daughter should die. And therefore, since he was so strict, Rav Yosi no longer wanted to be his student, and he left.